Well, good morning, church. Welcome to worship. I'm going to ask that we stand together across this room, and let's welcome the Spirit of the Lord in this place. The Spirit of joy is in the house today. Let's engage our hearts and worship our great God.
We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds the victory. Yeah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, oh, oh. We shout out your praise.
Come on, let's sing it together.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause He hung upon that cross, then He rose up from the grave. My God, still rolling stones away. Yeah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet.
Amen, church family. As we continue to worship this morning, we have three that are coming to be baptized. First, a brother and a sister. This is Bryson Bradley. Bryson, are you following Christ in baptism because you've trusted Him as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Upon your testimony of faith in Christ and obedience to our Lord's command, it's my privilege to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is Bryson's sister, Jillian Bradley. Jillian, are you following Christ in baptism because you've trusted Him as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Upon your testimony of faith in Christ and in obedience to His command, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is Lynn Kingdon. Lynn, are you following Christ in baptism because you've trusted him as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, I am.
Upon the testimony of faith in Christ and in obedience to our Lord's command, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life.
Amen, amen. That's what it's all about, church family. It's newness of life. There is joy in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Did you come in? Did you bring some joy with you this morning? Yeah, let's give him a hand clap, Bob. Come on. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. There is great joy, Brother Webster, in the house of the Lord. And it's an honor to be with you. Just want to welcome every guest that's with us in the room and every guest that's watching online. If you received a copy of our Prestonwood Today as you walked in, there's a guest connection card there in this form. Just fill that out. Take it to Guest Central. We've got a gift that we'd love to put in your hand. And online, if you'll just text the word guest to 74788. Guest to 74788. We could connect digitally with you there as well. Take a look at Prestonwood Today. Lots going on in the life of our church. You can see all of the happenings, all the doings. God is doing amazing, amazing stuff. And this morning, we have an incredible privilege of hearing from a true champion for Christ. He's a champion in the world of sports. His name is Daryl Strawberry. Yes. Big D Strawberry is a four-time world champion, won all of his World Series there in the city of New York, one with the Mets, three with the Yankees. He's an eight-time All-Star. He was the Rookie of the Year in 1983. He was drafted in the first round in 1980 by the Los Angeles Dodgers. He hit 20 home runs. Are you ready for this? 20 or more home runs 10 times in a season, and 30 or more home runs 3 times in a season. So just perennial slugger, one of the best left-handed hitters of all time. But his life has been incredibly transformed by the grace and the mercy of Jesus. And he has that's worth a hand clap as well. It's Jesus and Jesus alone that has changed this man's life. He's a 2-time cancer survivor, and more than any of that, he's a champion for Christ. He loves God's word, and he is bold, bold, bold in his witness. There's a word in Colossians 2, 9 and 10 that the Lord gave me this morning as I was praying and thinking about our services. Paul told the early church in Colossians 2, he said, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and we have been given fullness in him." That's Christ Jesus, who's the head over every power and authority. You see, you'll never find fulfillment. You'll never find contentment. You'll never find peace in anything in this world because you were not created for this world. You were created by God for God, and you will never find peace, joy, or contentment apart from Jesus. And you're going to hear a whole lot more about that this morning from Pastor Daryl Strawberry. Bow your heads with me and pray as we continue to worship that great name. Lord, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. You're the way, the truth, and the life. That great name of Jesus that we are to sing about, that we worship, and that we adore. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our Father. We praise you. We thank you for this time. We pray, Spirit of the living God, that you would accomplish exactly that for which you brought us here this morning. We worship you. We adore you. Have your way, Spirit of God, in this place. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ.
Your faithful giving is helping our ministries continue to reach the hurting with a message of hope. For your convenience, we have various safe and easy ways to give. You can text GIVE to 74788. Download the Prestonwood app on your mobile device and click Give. During the service, a giving link is provided in the chat below. Visit prestonwood.org/give or mail a check to Contributions, Prestonwood Baptist Church, 6801 West Park Boulevard, Plano, Texas, 75093.
who shattered death to make us new. Only Jesus.
Come on.
Amen. Glory to God. Good to be with you guys. I'd like to welcome the North Campus. I'd like to say thank you to my good friend, Pastor Jack Graham. Thank you for allowing me to be here with his church family on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you, David. It's an honor to be here with you too, my dear friend. And we were just talking about a lot of things and just talking about friends and you know, you only get a certain amount of friends when you start following Jesus. Everybody else has a tendency to take off when you start talking about the name of Jesus. And I've been talking about the name of Jesus for a good while now, and I wasn't always this way. Let us pray. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We thank you for what you're about to do in this place. Only what you can do. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Saturate yourself into the lives of the people that are here. Pierce the hearts. Change lives. Rededicate lives. Do what you do. We're grateful for the grace that you give us, Father. We're grateful for the love that you give us. And we thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we send this petition up to you right now, and we ask that you seal it over everyone that's here today and everyone that's online watching. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 That's what we said. Only Jesus can change a life. You know, as you look at me, I wasn't always like this. This wasn't the person I was before Jesus came into my life. Without Jesus, I was a liar, a cheater, womanizer, alcoholic, sinner, rich, famous, privileged, but I was saved by grace. Amen. It is the grace of God that saves a man's life. It's not a man that can save himself. I grew up in a broken family. Dad was a raging alcoholic. He came home for the last time when I was 14, pulled out a shotgun, said he was going to kill the whole family. Had it not been for my little mother, that wonderful woman, looking at me and my brothers to get out of the house, it would have been a tragedy in my life before I ever put a uniform on. We came this close to killing my father that night. See, my scars and my wounds are real of my life. My scars and wounds led me down the road of destructive behavior and lost and broken. My pain led me to my greatness, but my greatness would eventually lead me to my destructive behavior. Because pain is real, you know. Brokenness is real. Lawlessness brings about brokenness. And as we look at today in the society we're in, that's what we're looking at, a broken generation, broken kids, broken direction. But the only person that can heal those directions in a person's life is Jesus himself. Amen. We can't heal it in the natural. I couldn't heal myself in the natural. My fame, my baseball, the trophies and all that was not going to heal me in the natural. Jesus is not natural. He's supernatural. And he's the healer of all things. And he meets us right where we at. People ask me, well, how did you find God? How did you find Jesus? Well, Jesus has never been lost. He's always been there. It is us that's lost. It is us that's broken. It is us that need the Savior. It is us that need to know who this man is. Who this man is that hung on the cross at Calvary and shedded his blood for sinners like us that we may have life and may have it more abundantly. They didn't know who he was. He says, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He says, Father, why have you forsaken me? And his last words on the cross was, it is finished. Everything that could kill us, Jesus already killed it. Not some things, everything. So you meet a man like Jesus, and what does he do? He brings about a transformation in your life. And today I'm going to be talking about this morning, because my story is important to share the brokenness of who I was. See, I wasn't always like this. It was because of the Savior. He changed me and transformed me, and he brought me to a greater place and a greater understanding of why we're here, why we're living. Don't waste the time. Don't waste your time living and being consumed with all these earthly things. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but not my word. Everything else is going to pass away, but not the word of God. He's going to always take his word. He's going to put it down to somebody that's willing to say yes. You know what yes is? A three-letter word. Y-E-S. You enjoy salvation. You get to enjoy salvation and live a victorious life. But the message today is when things happen, what kind of things? Pandemic, COVID, financial problems, sickness, marriage problem, kids problems. When things happen, who are we trusting? Who are we believing when things really do happen? Because things will happen to all of us. It don't matter who you are. Because I lived a privileged life behind community gates and everything happened. My kids been privileged their whole life, never been to public schools till they went to college. Went to private schools and they lived a life that I never got a chance to live. But things happen. But you know what I made my kids understand what was important? Because things that happened in my life, I made them to understand that your life is not better than anybody else's life because you've been able to live a different life. Because things will happen. Everybody will have the trials and tribulations. So who are you trusting when the trials and tribulations come, when things will happen? The pandemic, the racial issues, a society that's broken and separated. What do we do? Who do we trust? Who do we go to in the midst of things happening? I go to the text, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. See, God has already set up a plan for every last one of us. Little did I know that my plan wasn't baseball. That was a platform that God would use, and he would use it to glorify him because he knew one day that my life would be changed. Well, how did he know that my life would be changed? Because my mama was praying for me. My mama was praying for me while I was a heathen. Broken and lost, she was on her face praying for me. And she died at the age of 55 from terminal breast cancer. So I buried my mom at 55. I buried my sister at 51 for cancer. I had cancer twice and lost my left kidney in my second surgery. I ended up in a Florida state prison with a T17169 because of addiction. See, God was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. Some of us think the hard things and the hard situations and the hard seasons that we're going in our life, when things happen, God has forgotten about us. But I'm here to tell you, Preston Wood, He will never leave you nor forsake you. See, everybody else will be gone, but He will still be there. And the reality and the scopes of when things do truly happen, who do we trust? Are we trusting in the Lord when we're facing storms in our life? Are we trusting in the Lord? Are we trusting in the Word of God? Or are we trusting in man to fix it? See, we can't be consumed with all these earthly things. We can't be consumed with the news and the fake news and who they write about. Why I say they're fake? Because, you know, because they wrote about me and they were so fake. Why I say that? Because they only wrote about me when I had hard times. But see, when I became a Christian and started following Jesus, oh, they says, oh, yeah, now he's really crazy and lost his mind. But they only talk about you when they have something to talk about. But when it's something good, they never talk about the good. See, they don't understand what it is. They don't understand a man like me has been transformed. You know, that Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's the renewing of your mind, the Word of God that transforms you and changes you. And God puts His Word down inside of you, and it lives among you. And now you live a completely different life because you know that things will happen, storms will come. But how do I get through the storm? I get through it through prayer. You cannot fight in the natural. Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it more abundantly. What is abundant life? Peace, joy, wisdom, knowledge, power, far greater than anything an earthly thing can give you when things do happen, because you have the Word of God down inside of you. See, the enemy's not afraid of us when we don't know the Word. He's afraid of you when you know the Word of God. See, he wasn't afraid of me when I was hitting home runs and winning championships. He wanted me to enjoy that. But he forgot to tell me, by the way, I'm going to kill you. See, he forgot to tell me that part. Because that's what he does. He's the deceiver. He makes us believe in all these earthly things, and he deceives us and makes us believe that we can still make it without God. Church, I'm here to tell you today, you cannot make it without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. You can have everything from an earthly standpoint, but if you don't have things from a biblical standpoint, you have no power over the enemy. He will win every time. See, he was winning every time because I had no power over him until I picked up the book and read it for myself. See, it's not until one pick it up and read it for himself, then that's when you discover who you are in Christ. That's where you find your identity, who you are in Christ. Once you allow God to speak to you, when things happen, because we're going to have them, you must trust and know God did not create it, the storm. God did not create the storm. And we all be saying, well, where's God? You know, the pandemic came, and I was laying in bed, and I didn't want to get up, and I was falling into this depression. And the Holy Spirit said one morning, what's wrong with you? He said, you better get up and study. And I jumped out of that bed, and I got back into my study with God and realized this is the greatest time for a Christian to be living in right now. This is the greatest time to witness right now. The darkness of a society that we are seeing that is broken. It's the greatest time to be bold in Christ and speak life, even in the midst of things happening. Because greater that he that's in me than he that's in the world. It's the great one who rules and reigns over my life. And don't worry about these worldly things, because they're going to pass. All of it. Guess what? None of it belongs to us anyway. It's so funny. I remember when God called me 13 years ago, and he said, you're going to preach. I said, preach? I said, you got the wrong guy. He goes, I got the right guy. I says, well, I'm not qualified. He says, no one is qualified. I qualify the call. And when I realized that he was calling me to do something that I knew I wasn't capable of doing, he was going to do it through me, but I just had to make a commitment and trust that God will fulfill his promises over your life. And he will. If he's called you to do something, do it. That's the only way you're going to realize why you're here and why you were created. Because we were created for good. We were created for his good. We wasn't created for these earthly things. We were created for his thing. We were created for his kingdom work. What is his kingdom work? His kingdom work is all about winning souls, winning the lost, telling them about the love of Jesus. You got to remember where he found you at. God found me in a pit and put me in a pulpit. Because that's how good God is. When we understand, when we taste and see that the Lord is good, we like to taste everything else. We like to eat at Burger King. Stop eating at Burger King when you can eat steak with the Bible. Feed yourself the Word of God, and the revelation of God will come to you, and you'll become everything that God wants you to be. I'm not qualified. I never went to school to stand in a pulpit to preach, but God called me, and when I finally decided to put my ego to the side, can you put your ego to the side, which is a three-letter word, easing God out. If I could put my ego to the side and not think it's about me, then I could do what God's called me to do. Right. See, I can't do this. I'm not qualified to stand here and preach in a church, but the Holy Spirit is qualified to do whatever he needs to do because he's God. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, and they are qualified to equip you to do every great work that is missing. Even in the midst of things happening in our life, you must trust God's will. You must trust God will turn it around for the good. He will turn it around for the good. What is Romans 8:28 says? And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Not our purpose, but his purpose. When you understand that you're called according to God's purpose, it's far greater than anything I ever achieved from this earthly standpoint. And they say, well, you achieved a lot of things in baseball, but you know what? I didn't get up from a tomb just like Jesus got up from a tomb. Nobody else will get up from a tomb. Jesus is an awesome man. That man that hung on that cross and he shedded his blood and he went to the tomb. Then early Sunday morning, he got up and he got up with all power because he was resurrected. And when you die, you will get up and you will be resurrected just like Christ. Galatians 2:20 talks about it. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. It is Christ who lives. It is Christ who rules and reigns over my life. And when you know who Christ is, you do not need anything else. I remember my wife, Tracy. I've been blessed. God used her to lead me back to the cross. And I remember her saying when we wasn't married, she goes, I'm not having sex with you anymore. I'm not compromising. I'm going to follow Jesus. I don't know what you're going to do. I said, what? But she sent me on a mission to follow Jesus. For the guys in here, that woman you got, that God gave you, that woman is a gift. That is the greatest gift you will ever receive in your life.
Amen.
Is that wife God gave you. Honor that woman, because God gave her to you to keep you straight. Well, that's the reality of it. But I know a lot of times we hate to hear that from a man. So, well, I'm a man. Yeah, I used to be like that too. I'm a man, macho, macho. And God said, and the Holy Spirit goes, you need to sit down and listen to her. Amen? You must trust that God's plan still stands. God's plan still stands in your life. What God had created you to be still stands in your life. Nobody can take that away. You know what happens? We give it away. Because we decide not to obey God's commandments. See, once I aligned myself up in God's commandments and started obeying God and following his principles, now I started to live the life that I was created to live. The life that we're supposed to have. The joy, the peace, the wisdom, the knowledge. Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of people. Because when you start talking about Jesus, folks are going to start taking off. I remember when I started talking about Jesus, and guess what? They all start falling off. And you know what I started saying? Thank you, Lord. Because that made me realize that I needed to separate myself and I needed to surround myself in the right place with the right people and live the right life. Living the right life and walking with Jesus is not easy, but it's rewarding if you live it. And how? Because you live a wholeness inside of yourself and you're free from all these worldly things. See, I no longer have worldly desires. People say, well, you played baseball for 17 years, and why don't you go help a coach? I'm coaching right now for Jesus. Amen. What I want to coach a baseball team for, I played for 17 years. I don't even like baseball. I mean, my love is for winning souls and seeing lives being transformed. When things happen in our life, who do we become? See, I became greater when things happened in my life. I ran to the Word of God because that's where the information is in. It's not in the cell phones. It's not in the television. Our young people, it's not in, I want to be all this and I want to be all that and I want to be Hollywood and I want to be that. It's not in all that. That's a lie. That's a lie. The devil deceives us and make us believe it's in all that. But in real reality, it's not in all that. It's in the Word of God. It's been in this book forever. It's the ones that pick it up and read it, and it's the ones that when they read it and they get the revelation and then they become who God created them to be, then they go back and they tell somebody else about his great love. There's no greater love than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no greater walk than walking in righteousness and holiness. Well, people say, well, you don't live like you used to live. Yeah, I'm a sinner, but I just don't practice anymore. There was a time of practicing and living a life loose and living a life separated from God, but God gave me two women in my life to straighten me out. My mama prayed for me, and my wife led me back to the Lord. He brought me from a heathen lifestyle of loving women, and he used two of them to correct me. See, when you pay attention to what God is doing in your life, then you become everything he wants you to become. Amen? When we pay attention. But that means I have to die. Whatever the need is, God got it. Whatever your need is. All you have to do is remember to go to God in prayer for the needs that we have to have. And don't believe that we always have to have it right away, because you don't. Because he's not going to say yes immediately. He's going to make you wait. And when you wait upon the Lord, he renews your strength, right? John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the gateway to everything that is missing in your life. Not some things, everything. That peace you want, that love you want, that joy you want, it's in Jesus. It's not in anything else. So many of us search for it to be in everything else, and I tried for so long, and all the stuff that I had, homes, car, rich, famous, money in the bank, there was no peace, there was no joy. There was no joy until I met Jesus. Why? Why is it that? Because Jesus is the Alpha. Jesus is the Omega. Jesus is the beginning. He is the end. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquity. By his stripes, we get to be healed. He heals us on the inside. The healing takes place on the inside of every last person. See, the place on the inside of us is broken and empty. We try to fill it with all these things. When you go to the book of Ecclesiastes, you go see King Solomon. King Solomon said, it's meaningless under the sun without God. Having all this stuff means nothing at the end of the day. King Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, and then he goes on, Proverbs with wisdom and knowledge. Then he goes on and writes the book of Ecclesiastes, and he's talking about how he went so wrong. Oh, what a man, the richest, wisest man in Jerusalem, King Solomon, had it all. But he goes on, the first three chapters, when I read that book, the first three chapters, I read through them. The Holy Spirit told me to read through the first three chapters. And I read through them. And he says, circle how many times King Solomon said I. He said I 46 times. He was talking about himself. I built this. I had that. I did this. See, I will get you on the wrong road. Because he forgot all he had to do was say, God did this through me. He believed he did it through himself. Then he got caught up and he got lost. And that's how we do sometimes. We think, I can do this. I can't do this. Only Christ can do this. Only Christ can move in a life and transform a life, change a life, and bring it to the greatest place in the understanding of why we are here. John 3:30 talks about it. He must increase, but I must decrease. There's a decrease that has to come for us. What is a decrease? That means I have to die daily. I have to die. This fleshly body here has to die daily. It has to become spirit. When it becomes spirit, God can use you mightily when it's all about the Spirit of God that dwells in a man. It's not about the flesh. You don't look in the flesh. The flesh means nothing. The flesh will destroy your thought process. Your flesh will make you think that you have it all together. Oh, don't I look good? That's what the flesh will tell you. But the Holy Spirit will tell you, stay in the Spirit, live the life in the Spirit, even when things happen. See, this is the greatest time to live it when things are happening all around us, is to be operating in the Spirit of God. Because when we saturate ourselves in the Spirit of God and in the Word of God, God allows us to be able to reach those that are hurting and those that are lost. See, there's nothing great about me. I just surrendered, finally. What my mother was praying for. My mother was praying when she was dying for me and my brothers and sisters. She wasn't praying that God bless my kids. She was like, God save my kids. We found a journal under her bed after she passed away. She was writing in her journal every night to God, God save him. Knock him off his throne and save him. She wasn't crazy about my Major League Baseball career. She was crazy about my salvation. Have we gotten away as a nation of praying about what's important, the salvation of our children? Because the enemy's out there, he's deceiving them through social media, making them believe that you got to be important. If you're not important on social media, you're not important. The devil is a liar. All you young people are important. God's got something great for you. Trust the Word of God. You go to school here, you're around here, trust the Word of God. Trust the Bible. The Bible is where you're going to have victory. You're not going to have victory in these earthly things. You do not get victory in these earthly things because these earthly things mean nothing. King Solomon is a product of that, of showing us it meant nothing to have everything. Him being the wisest man in Jerusalem, the richest, wisest ever. Nobody will probably be ever richer and wiser than King Solomon, had everything. But he goes on and say it's meaningless under the sun with God. What was he saying? He was saying that there's an empty space inside of each one of us, and we all try to fill it with something to make me better. Even when things are going on, we try to fill it to make us better, and it never makes us better. And we wonder why it doesn't make it better, because he said that empty place on the inside of us, that's shaped for God only to fill the empty void on the human person. Amen. God is amazing. And as I start going down to close, the book of John is so incredible. The book of John is about believing. If you believe the book of John, yes, Jesus turned water into wine, feeding 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead. Told Nicodemus in John 3, unless one is born again, he can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus was a Pharisee teacher. He was talking about, thinking about, what are you talking about? He's talking about the second birth. He's not talking about the natural birth of all of us sitting there. He's talking about the second birth, which is a spiritual birth. And there's no secrets of God, John 4. He told that woman at the well about her five husbands. Say, the one you're living with now is not your husband. He says, by the way, that water you keep drinking from that well, you're going to always have a thirst and you're going to always be thirsty. But if you drink this living water I give to you, you'll never thirst again. Ever since I've been drinking this living water, Jesus, I have never, ever, ever, ever been thirsty again. And then you go to John 8. They wanted to stone the woman because she was caught in adultery. They were pointing at her sins. See, when we point at somebody else, three fingers are pointing at us. Jesus was just hanging out, stooping down, writing in the sand, raised up. He says, he who without sin cast the first stones, from the oldest to the youngest, dropped their stones and walked away because they all had fallen short. Then he said to the woman, woman, where are your accuser? Has anyone accused you? She says, no. He says, go and sin no more. Jesus is a bad dude. He's the only one who can tell you go. The pool of Bethesda, a man had a condition. He sat there for 38 years, paralyzed. Jesus never asked that man about his condition. Because one thing I know about Jesus, he does not have to ask anybody about their condition because he already knew it. He knew the condition of that man. He just asked him, do you want to be well? The man kept saying, sir, every time I try to get in the pool, he wasn't talking about the excuses. He says, do you want to be well? Eventually, the man said, yeah. He said, pick up your bed and walk. Made him well like that. Jesus. Jesus. Nobody like him. His blood cleanses you, purifies you, bring you to holiness and righteousness. His blood is holy. Mark 5 is the last one. There was this woman who had a blood issue for 12 years, and she heard about Jesus, and she thought to herself, if I can only get to Jesus. She thought with her head and her heart, if I can only get to Jesus. She made her way through the crowd to get to Jesus. She touched the hem of his garment. She was made well immediately. Jesus was like looking and saying, who touched me? And the disciples, what do you mean, who touched you? All these people around you. Because he knew what came out of him was power that healed somebody. And the woman came back trembling and thought she was in trouble. And he said, daughter, your faith has made you well. It's the faith of a man, faith of a woman, faith of a kid that makes you well when things happen. God's got a perfect plan. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. God's got a perfect plan. It's your faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. It's behind the scene. He's working it out. He's a way maker. He's working it out behind the scene. So trust him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you because you bless us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to the hearts of the people. May we rest in you today. May we understand that is our faith, even when things happen. We continue to believe in your word and your will. We glorify you and honor you, praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. God bless you guys. Amen.
What a powerful word this morning, a timely word from Pastor Daryl. He said it, John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he said that Jesus was the pathway to everything that he needed and wanted in life. He didn't know it, but he said Jesus was the pathway, and that the power for transformation came only through him. So now it's our time, church family, to respond. So would you bow your heads with me? And as we close this service, I have a simple question. For every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person in this room this morning, have you come to that point where you understand what Daryl was talking about, that there is a hole inside of you? You were created with a hole in your heart. The human condition, there is a vacuum inside of you that was created by God, and He created it specifically for Himself, that it can only be filled. That hole, that vacuum, that space in your heart can only be filled through a relationship with Jesus. It's Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus that changed Daryl's life, that's changed my life, that can change your life right now, this morning, in this moment. So if you haven't come to that place in your life, it's simple. It's simply an admission of your sin. God knows your heart. He knows what's going on in your heart right now. That's what confession is. It's simply admitting to God what He already knows, that you need Him. Confess your sin. Ask Jesus to come into your life. Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive Him as your Savior. Welcome Him. Take Him just like any gift that you've ever received. At your birthday or at Christmas, you take that gift and you make it your own. It's the gift of eternal salvation. It's the gift that will last forever. It's that water that Daryl mentioned that he drank of. It's that living water that changed and transformed his life. You can do that this morning. You can receive that gift right now, this morning, in this hour. For our church family, it has been, as Daryl mentioned, a tough year. A lot of us are walking through hardship and difficulty, and circumstances of life have not been pleasant. But the reminder this morning is that God is right there. He's right there in your midst. He's right there with you. He's not gone anywhere. He simply desires that we turn in repentance and follow Him with all that we have and all that we are. So some of you may want to come down to this altar and just pray. Some of you brothers and sisters in Christ may have heard a word from the Lord. A spirit of conviction has come over you. You just want to come to this altar and pray and make Jesus the priority that He longs to be in your life this morning. And there may be even others in the room this morning that you've trusted and you believed in Jesus as your Lord, but you've never followed Him in baptism. We'd invite you this morning to come and follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Be unashamed. Get in that water up there and follow Him unashamed, unequivocally. Say to God that you're grateful and thankful for Jesus and you want to follow Him in baptism. So whatever God is doing in your life in these moments, my encouragement is that you be obedient and you follow. Some of you need to reach out and trust Jesus for the first time. Others of you need to come to these steps and pray. Others of you, whether it's through baptism or there may be some families, men and women that have been here visiting Prestonwood, you've been kicking the tires and checking us out for a long time, we would love to have you come and join our church family. There may be some of you here this morning that just need to come and say, I'm here. I'm ready to place my membership and belong here with this family of faith we call Prestonwood. We'd love to receive you now in these moments. Our ministers will be down front. You be obedient to what God has called you to do. Let's pray together. God, we love you. We give you this time of invitation. We ask that you have your way in it and that you would move in a powerful way, and we'll be obedient and give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for this word that you placed on Pastor Daryl's heart to encourage and challenge and remind us, God, of what is the most important thing. It's Jesus, Jesus, and only Jesus. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for worship at Prestonwood. As you heard earlier, if you made a decision for Christ, please text Jesus to 74788. We would love to connect with you and give you these great resources to help you grow in your faith. One is a New Believer's Bible with helpful notes to help you study God's Word. The other is a book by Pastor Jack Graham on the next steps to take as you pursue this new life in Christ. As we close, I'd like to thank you for your faithful giving to support Prestonwood and the work God is doing through our ministries. If you would like to give, text word GIVE to 74788 or visit prestonwood.org/give. It's been a joy worshiping with you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.